Porn Star by Ambrosian Lullaby. From Bard 2025, a competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. The moon pours in through unobstructed windows, and your bare feet slap against tile flooring as you parade through your dirty apartment. It's nearly midnight, but you've always been a bit of a night owl, and your fans are too. Those dirty little freaks will stay up as late as they have to for you. They always have, and they always will. You're fucking worth it. Freshly showered, you dig through your katana-filled fridge for a water bottle. You'll get to sweating in just a minute or two, so it's best to hydrate first. You even take the time to pour one of those stupid little orange-flavored electrolyte packages into it. It's only on nights like tonight that you give enough of a fuck to use one. You're shaking the bottle to mix the flavor whilst crossing the way to your living room. It'll end up fully chugged by the time everything is ready. You've got a show scheduled tonight, and it's best you get everything set up in the next 5 goddamn minutes. There's a chance you might have played around with the shower head a little too much in advance. You're in a mood. And you don't want it leaving before you've got shit rolling. Thankfully, you had enough foresight to log into your OnlyFans before your shower, so most everything is already prepared. With the website connected and a stream ready to start once you've turned off the camera that you never take down, you settle on the messy futon close by that you dare to call a bed. Two bright-colored smuppets dot the off-white furniture, and you scoop them both up to organize them off to the side and out of frame. One looks up at you with a cartoonish eye. You slap it on its long, orange nose, and the felt proboscis bounces. Crushing the bottle as you chug, you toss it, once empty. It lands somewhere in your kitchen, and you make a mental note to clean it up later. Finally ready, you reach forward, where your tripod sits low enough to capture you and the futon, in all your half-naked glory. The camera just needs a little adjusting before it has you properly front and center. With a chain of button presses, a little red light blinks to life. A quick glance at your computer to the left shows you're rolling. You slip into character, settling back to melt into the futon. Turning straight ahead, you smile for a microsecond before the expression drops to the point you look a little bored. One leg crosses over the other. Your arms spread across the back of your shitty furniture. Cutting right to the action is for losers that have zero time on their hands. It's all about the warm-up, the foreplay, and taking the time to let people actually pour into your late-night stream. It's not worth it if nobody's watching. Howdy. You lick your lips to wet them and play up a southern accent that you don't actually have. Nothing greets you in response. You've never read your live chat. You can imagine it, though. You just know there are messages flying across the screen as people trickle in, and those already here try to greet you back. I know everybody and their mother miss me. Especially those mothers. You purr. You've seen your demographic. You're real popular with the ladies. Your hands fall to the bathrobe that clings to your shoulders. It's white, soft. And you let it drop before throwing it onto the rug below you. You're not exactly naked underneath, but you'll be shedding your boxers and bra soon enough. The gloves, fingerless, always stay on. The futon creaks under you as you shift, arms folded under your head, and ass in the air. Your blonde hair pillows out in bouncy waves. The ends threaten to curl against the skin of your arms. With one exposed eye, you stare into the red blinking light. Behind the arm blocking the rest of your face, you grin. Your fans love the view. You know they love every view. Any angle you shoot, they'll just eat it up. Every goddamn time. You let them bask in your near-naked glory for a few more seconds than intended before starting to sit up again. The motion is slow, the muscles in your back rolling as you slide from your pseudo-downward dog. It's all a tease. Gloved hands slide down your chest over your ribs and between your thighs. All too slowly pull them apart. The camera can't make out the details below your boxers, but it won't have to soon enough. You're slowly losing patience for your own ego-driven actions. You wouldn't call this foreplay. A thick finger curls under the elastic band of your sports bra, pulling the fabric up from the bottom. You let half of your chest hang freely whilst the other tit is still bound by black fabric. The higher hand settles to cover your nipple and you smirk. Your other hand slides freely down your body, settling between your thighs. Whatever material your boxers are made from is damp, slowly soaking because of you. Even if you're impatient, you don't bother to actually touch yourself on the outside of your underwear. Maybe some of your viewers would like it, but this is your pleasure. They just get to watch. You arch your back somewhat to peel your underwear off in a slow tease. Black slides down your thighs, calves, and ends up on the floor in front of you. There's a different pair from a few days ago down there too, just another thing you'll have to add to your cleanup list. You send the camera a wink as your thighs fall open. A flush starts to creep up your neck and face when you finally make a move to touch yourself. Wet coats your fingers, and you're arching off the futon to rock against your own hand. With your thumb pressed against your clit and hips shifting, you huff. Fuck. You're usually silent, save for the sound of your breathing. Your fans never have a problem with this fact because you always overperform. Even though you have to keep quiet thanks to an unnamed party in the apartment, you try your best for the camera to hear. The kid's probably fast asleep, but who knows how fast that'll change. The amount of times you've had to lunge to turn the camera off, pull a blanket over yourself, and pretend to be asleep all in the same beat is non-zero. You're incredibly dependent on the facts that you always pick up on the sound of the door opening and that the futon isn't directly in view of the hallway. Anyway, the flush on your body spreads across your shoulders and contrasts against your freckled skin. Red rushes down your half-clothed chest. Now that you're giving yourself some well-deserved attention, you can start to slow down again. Your fingers barely dip in and out of your hole. Never been a penetration stimulation kind of person. It's what's on the outside that fucking matters. Again, no one complains because you tend to make exceptions. Not tonight, though. If your fans have a problem tonight, then you don't give a shit. They can suck your orange strap. You're being a bit of a tease, pussy lips spread to just show yourself off. Never mind that tonight and a good amount of other nights is all about showing yourself off. You can take things slower now that you're actually getting stimulation. A fake moan leaves your lips when you plunge inside yourself to the second knuckles of your ring and index fingers. Fingering isn't your forte, though, and fingers just aren't enough. Not for you, not for the camera, not for the people on the other side that get off on seeing you bare. You're only even bothering with your hands in order to draw things out so that this stream isn't just 5 fucking minutes. You grab the orange smuppet laying beside you with your free hand. It's a damn good thing you make your own toys. The smuppet is your plush rump brand. Anyone daring to record and post your content elsewhere can't erase your trademark. They can't pass you off as anyone else. You don't know why they would, but it's nice to entertain the foiled possibilities. The idea that you're definitive, that you stand out, is a nice ego boost. Your legs are spread and ready, but you need to be careful with felt. You nudge the phallic nose against your fingers as if the smuppet itself is trying to get you to stop. Sometimes personifying the little bastards is fun. You slot the proboscis between your thighs, clench them together, and the small seam at the tip of the nose rubs against your clit. You bite your lip. Felt and thread aren't all that fun going in, but they're both certainly something to grind on. Carpet burn somewhat adds to the experience, honestly. At least in your entirely correct and nowhere near humble opinion. Maybe you should invest in looking into some sort of grind mat. You've already dismissed the idea of silicon smuppets a long time ago. It'd be too much work for something you aren't all that interested in when they work just fine as is. You bite your bottom lip, teeth worrying the sensitive skin hard enough to bleed. Your thighs squeeze tighter around the smuppet. And suddenly pure, plain pressure feels just as nice as friction. You grab the second smuppet, blue, and make an attempt to squish the little guys together. Both in your grip, your thumbs swipe over the seams at the tips of their noses. Evocative. A heavy breath leaves your lips, ain't it? Like always, you never glance towards your fan's attempts at a response. You'd keep toying with your toys if you didn't have any other plans on the horizon, i.e. an orgasm before 12:30. You've already got enough videos posted of you pretending to jerk the felt friends off, no need to dedicate a portion of your stream to it. Maybe you should later down the line. Something to keep in mind. While holding the smuppets together by their lack of necks in one hand, you grip the back of the futon with the other to brace yourself as you roll your hips. Your clit catches on the seam of the blue one and your breath hitches. You never last all that long when you get to the main event, probably because you know exactly how you fucking want it and exactly how you fucking like it. Nobody in this goddamn world could play you like a fiddle better than yourself. You're starting to pant. Sweat beads at your forehead, the room feels hot, and you dare to move your supporting hand to push your hair out of your face. Thankfully, you have more than enough core strength to keep your back arched and up for the 2 seconds it takes. Your chin falls forward and hits the sports bra rolled up above your tits as your mouth falls open in quiet pleasure. The grinding quickens, hips starting to stutter as you're reaching the peak. It takes about 10 more seconds of grinding and a small whimper before your vision short circuits. The muscles in your abdomen clench, your shoulders lurch forward, and your ass plants firmly on the furniture below you as you come. The feeling comes in warm waves. The sweat coating your back makes you stick to the fabric behind you, and the smuppets between your thighs are soaked. Ugh. You swear. Eyes shut. You give yourself a good minute to bask in the feeling of your orgasm. It's nice. It's always nice. It's why you give enough of a shit to film it. Freaks on the internet want to watch you just as bad as you want them to watch you. You don't blame them one bit. You're hot shit. Self-love is the best love, or whatever people say. Feeling satisfied, you lift your head up only to let it fall against the back of the futon. You wish the warmth below your stomach lasted forever, but it never does. If you could put it in a bottle to stow away for whatever you want, it'd probably be the best thing on earth. You'd huff it whenever you want like some sort of junkie. Maybe you're a sex addict, but there's nothing wrong with that. You can't just lay like this forever, though. The camera is still running. You lift your head again to stare at the red dot. It stares back at you. Slowly, you wave, one slick finger at a time, before turning the camera off. It's only now that the bedroom door at the end of the hall opens. You've got 2 seconds to hide all the evidence. The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. The music is Unbreakable Hitachi by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. You can find more of my work on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.